Welcome to the Smart Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Christina Hitchcock. I'm an entrepreneur, online influencer, strategy junkie, and spreadsheet ninja. Each week, you'll hear inspiring interviews and leave with actionable tips and strategies to help you work smarter and scale faster. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the first episode of the Smart Influencer Podcast. Today, we're talking how to work smarter, not harder in your business. And I'll be sharing some of my best tips and strategies that I've learned while growing my own successful business. So let me take a moment to introduce myself. I'm Christina Hitchcock. I'm a former marketing vice president turned online influencer. I live in gorgeous northeastern Pennsylvania with my husband and teenage son. And I have a degree in management science and information systems with a minor in operations management. That sounds like a mouthful, doesn't it? Now, while I don't actually work in that field, I always look for ways that things can be done better, faster, or smarter. I just love organizations and systems. I'm a spreadsheet junkie. Organizing data into neat rows and columns just actually makes me really happy and calm. I think it was something I was naturally born with. I was told that as a toddler, I can often be found, as I called it, sorganizing things. Apparently, that was my way of sorting and organizing at the same time. So I guess I used to say that all the time when I was much younger. But now I won't say I'm in the league of the home edit girls. So if you're not sure what I'm talking about, check out the show notes. But I will argue that my spice drawer is a stroke of organizing genius. Makes me happy to just open it and look at it sometimes. So I started the Smart Influencer Podcast to help other online influencers work smarter in their business. I started my first website in 2010, so I've kind of been around for a long time, and I learned a lot of lessons throughout those years. Now, my goal for this podcast is to show you ways that you can improve your own business so you can grow and scale. So let me give you a little bit of my backstory. My evolution from hobby blogger to professional influencer was really accidental. Like I said, I started in 2010, and it was right around, right after the holidays. I was sitting in my living room watching the movie Julie and Julia. I'm not sure if you watched that at all, or if you've seen that. But in the movie, Julie cooks her way through Julia Child's cookbook, Mastering the Art of French Cooking. And she blogs about it. So while I was watching the movie, I was sitting on my living room floor with this pile of recipes because in addition to being a spreadsheet junkie, I am a recipe hoarder. So I had hordes of recipes from everywhere, ripped out of magazines, cut off the back of pasta boxes, written on paper plates, like all over. I had tons and tons. Actually, I think it was like 357 because I counted them. So I was organizing all those recipes and watching the movie, and a light bulb went off. And I'm like, I am going to cook my way through this pile of recipes, and I'm going to start a blog just like Julie. So I pull my laptop over and I start Googling, what is a blog? So I had no idea. I was working full time at the time, and I knew nothing about blogging, websites, any of it. I really knew nothing. My photos from my first couple posts were horrific, like horrible. And I didn't know about branding. I didn't know about content planning. I didn't really know how to be strategic with social media or SEO. I just knew I wanted to make food and share it. And that was it. Then I started to learn that other bloggers were making money doing the exact same thing I was doing. And I wanted in on that action, right? I always thought that if I could just make my car payment from my website, I would be golden. That was my goal. That was my first goal, was just to make my car payment. Now, at the time, I was making on my website, ready? Brace yourself for this. 4 cents per month. 4 cents. Yep. Big spender here. So then I started digging and looking for all the information I could find on making my site better. I improved my branding. I got to be more consistent. I started to find my niche. And this was really my side hustle, but I wanted it to be my only focus. So I knew I had to keep learning and seeking out the newest strategies and networking with other influencers. Now, I remember my tipping point. I found these coaches who offered free online courses on blogging, and I'll share the information on these girls in the show notes. But I watched their session on improving ad revenue, and I made the changes that they recommended, and my ad revenue skyrocketed, totally skyrocketed, to $4 a day. Remember, I was at 4 cents, so $4 was a huge increase, but that was the motivator for me. $4 was my motivator. So I knew that if I could grow that quickly, that fast, from 4 cents to $4, what could I do if I really, really tried hard? So now I really dug in, and every minute I had, I was learning, improving, growing. And not long after that, I got to the point where I was doing sponsored work for clients, and my ad revenue was going up and up, right? Because more page views equals more ad revenue equals more opportunity to work with brands. Now, I'm not going to lie, it was hard. I was working full time. I had a toddler at home. But by 2012, I was able to leave my full time job and turn 100% of my attention to my website. And let me tell you, it was the scariest thing I'd ever done. Walking away from a regular paycheck to the unknown was so scary, but I doubled down on the learning and I started working smarter and not harder. Now, eventually I grew my business to where I added a second website. It's called bmxinsider.com, or bmx-insider.com. So where I help families who are getting started into the sport of BMX learn all about the sport, the vocabulary, how to do everything, you know, what everything means, what kind of bikes they need, etc. There really wasn't anything like that on the market. So I jumped right in and started that website. I noticed an opportunity and I took advantage of it. Then shortly after that point, I launched my coaching business and I created a course to help other influencers. Now I have my first book coming out in a few months and I've been in national magazines. I have regular appearances on TV. But had I known when I started what I know now, I know I could have grown faster and probably bigger. So I want to share with you today some of the most important tips and strategies that I learned along the way on how to work smarter and not harder and really scale my business along the way. So my first tip is to really have clear goals. So remember, my first goal was to make my car payment and I was only making 4 cents at that time, 4 cents a day. That wasn't my car payment. That's for sure. But I had that goal. And it's much easier to decide how to spend your time when you know what's important to you, right? You know what's going to help you scale your business and grow. Now, I'm not going to get into all the details of goal setting. That could be an entire podcast episode on its own, and maybe it will be one day. But people that are successful have clearly defined goals, and they consistently work toward achieving those goals. So that's the first thing I learned. The second thing I want to talk about is to-do lists. Now, you've probably guessed, I'm a list maker by nature. I'm always making them, right, whether it's written down on a piece of paper or an online app. Listen, my Thanksgiving list is laminated in a binder. I take it out every year. I can write on it with dry erase markers. I'm telling you, I like my lists, but I tend to work more efficiently when I know what exactly it is I need to do. And the key to a good to-do list is to not let it get out of control. Now, I'm not going to lie, it feels so good to have a long to-do list with lots of items crossed off, right? It looks more important and we feel so productive when we're able to do that, but actually it's counterproductive. In order to keep things moving, I like to keep my to-do list short and focus on 3 to 5 important tasks for the day. And by tackling my to-do list this way, I can get so much more done. Now, the way I do that is the first thing I'll do is a brain dump. I literally just sit down and with a big notebook and I write everything out that I want to do. Everything as it comes into my brain, I don't prioritize, nothing. I just write it all down in one giant list. Then I start prioritizing and I start giving things preferential. I give it order and what I want to get done first. And the way I order it is I look for what has a pressing deadline, number one. And then I also look for what is going to make me money. So remember, my goal in the beginning was all about making that car payment. So I wanted to look and only focus on things that were going to be making me money. So they were my priority items. So that's kind of how I go about making my shorter to-do list from the long to-do list. I look at the dates and I look at what's bringing me that return on investment, and the investment being my time. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is multitasking. Now, I'm going to tell you to stop multitasking, right? I'm sure many of the people listening to this podcast are busy parents, and we all do it most of the time, and we don't even realize that we're even multitasking. But the truth is, we're not as effective when we multitask. Now, instead of being productive, we're simply shifting our attention from one task to another. And researchers have proven that we're not doing two things simultaneously. We're actually going from one thing to another just very quickly. So I want you to take the time to focus on one thing, get it done, and then move on to the next. Your focus will be better. The quality of the work that you put out will be better. It's just such an easier way of working smarter, not harder. Now, one method that I've used to stay focused is a good old-fashioned timer. I simply set the time for 15 minutes and I get to work. And it's amazing how much you can accomplish in this short time when you're completely focused on just one single task. In fact, I often find myself really getting into the zone and working past the timer. Now, the timer method is especially helpful when you're a procrastinator. And put your hand up if you're a procrastinator, because mine is waving high and fast. I am such a procrastinator, but that's why the timer method works so well for me. I know that if I'm putting something off, I can just say I'm going to focus on it for 15 minutes, set that timer, and when 15 minutes is up, I can stop, or in most cases, I end up just finishing what I needed to do. So I use my phone, but there are so many timer apps out there too that you could use those. You could tell Alexa to, you know, tell you when 15 minutes is up. There's so many different ways. So that brings me to my next strategy for working smarter. I want you to take a break from technology, right? We all live in a world where it's incredibly easy to interrupt ourselves. I am so very guilty of telling myself I need a break, and then I pop over to check my email, scroll through social media, maybe send a text. But the truth is, this isn't really taking a break. We're not giving our brains time to rest. So instead of these breaks helping productivity, they actually hinder it because they break our focus. So the next time you need a break, I'm giving you permission to sit back. I mean, like really sit back in your chair, stretch, bounce back, close your eyes, take some deep breaths, and take a real break. Shut your brain down for even if it's just 2 minutes to just get it refocused and get yourself in the right space. You're not doing yourself any favor by popping over to email and checking or scrolling through Instagram. Do you know the secret to working smarter and not harder? It boils down to reducing the amount of decisions you have to make throughout the day. The more decisions our brains have to make, the more fatigued it gets. Decision fatigue is a real thing. So real, in fact, that Mark Zuckerberg wore the same outfit for years. President Obama did a similar thing too. By simply eliminating simple decisions from their days, they freed up mental capacity to handle more important things. So the goal is to automate as many things in your day as possible so that they require less brain power. So think about the little things in your day that you can easily automate. I'm talking super easy. Maybe it's what you wear, right? Maybe we don't want to be like Mark Zuckerberg and wear the same outfit every day, but even just having your clothes picked out, you know, a couple of days ahead of time or even a day ahead of time will help with that. Or maybe it's what you eat, right? Meal planning, having your meals prepped in the fridge so you could just go and grab and you don't have to think about what's for lunch or what's for dinner. Maybe it's having all of your business information and all of your tools in one place so that you can stop thinking about where you need to find it. Like you need to get this information from this app, or you need to go into Google Docs for that, or, you know, into Excel for this, and you're hopping all over the place. Eliminate those little decisions so that you can focus your energy on more important ones. Now, one of the hardest things I had to do to be more productive is to stay focused, even when a new idea comes along. And one of the things I love about my business is that I have the ability to be creative, but I get these new ideas all the time. So how many times has this happened to you, right? You're focused on a new project. Maybe it's creating new content or setting up an email funnel, and you're in the zone and you're just plugging away. Then an idea pops into your head, maybe about a new piece of content that you can write about. So you stop what you're doing and you're like, let me do a little research on that and look at the keyword. And you're doing research. And before you know it, you've completely lost your focus as you're headed down a totally different rabbit hole. So I can personally attest that too many times projects are left unfinished because a new idea comes along. And this was probably one of the hardest changes that I've had to make. But to keep my focus, I keep a list of new ideas somewhere where I can quickly jot it down. So it can be in an app like Evernote, it could be in a notebook, whatever your preferred method is. I want to get it down and out of my brain so that I can keep focused and it doesn't keep nagging at me. Now, when it comes to getting more done and scaling your business, there is one thing that you need to understand, and that is the value of your time. There are so many things we can be doing at any given time, but are they the right things to be doing? Now, as you're growing and scaling your business, the value of your time will scale too. A few years ago, I was introduced to the concept of the $10, $100, and $1,000 tasks matrix. Essentially, you assign a value to the tasks in your business and determine if they are valued at $10, $100, or $1,000. So to give you some context, a $10 task would be something that's easily systematized, so you don't have to be in your zone of genius to do it. You could easily automate it. Now, $100 tasks are those that are a little bit more involved, and these are the tasks that you still might be able to delegate if you find the right person to do it. Now, the $1,000 tasks are those that only you can do. These fully utilize your zone of genius. These are high priority, high growth projects that have the potential to bring you a good return on investment. And by investment, I mean your investment of time. Now, you need to understand this because you need to be focusing your time on those $100 tasks, but more importantly, on those $1,000 tasks, because this is where you are the most effective in your business. Now, I do this task prioritization exercise regularly in my business. I assign a value to each task and I categorize it accordingly. Then I use the matrix to assign projects to my team. I love this project so much because it ensures that I'm spending my time within my zone of genius and not doing things that can easily be outsourced. So if you want a copy of my task prioritization matrix, head over to christina-hitchcock.com/E001 to download a copy. So now that you know that what you should be doing and what you should be outsourcing, you need to delegate. And this is one of the concepts that I teach in my intern strategy course. In this course, I show online influencers how to use interns to help skyrocket their productivity. Knowing which tasks to outsource to interns is one of the key concepts in the course. Now, as online influencers, there are so many things we are doing that can easily be outsourced to either a virtual assistant or to interns. And I've been using interns in my business for years. Now, over the years, I've honed and developed my system so that I could easily recruit, hire, train, and manage interns easily and efficiently. And the best part is the students are getting valuable real-world work experience that they wouldn't be getting anywhere else. But the key here is I'm delegating. I'm delegating those $10 tasks that don't use my zone of genius, but instead will utilize somebody else's. So that may, for instance, let me just say, Instagram scheduling may not be the best task for me to do because I'm not using my zone of genius for that. However, a student intern, they will get a lot out of building an Instagram strategy for you. So it's a win-win for everybody. Now, speaking of building a team, one lesson I learned early on in my previous life is to always hire someone who is just as smart as you, if not smarter. Now, some people are too intimidated to hire somebody who may be smarter than they are. They might view it as a threat. When in reality, growth and scale come faster when there are smart people driving the business. So working with others who are as smart as you or smarter can push you to solve problems or create products that you wouldn't be able to do by yourself. It's simply a smart business decision. Now, the last area I want to talk about is smart habits. There's so much information and research out there on habits of successful people. One of my favorite books on the topic is Atomic Habits by James Clear, and I'll leave a link to this awesome book in the show notes. But he shows you his proven method of creating habits. Now, I'm not going to talk about creating habits. I want to talk about smart habits. You want to make sure that the habits you're forming in your business life are smart and are bringing you a return on your investment of time. You want to make sure that your habits are taking advantage of your power hours. You know, those times when you're most productive. So let me give you an example. For instance, let's say that I am most productive between the hours of 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. You know that this is when your brain is sharp and you can really power through things. So knowing that those are your power hours, it wouldn't make much sense to take a lunch break at 12 p.m., would it? Now, and it wouldn't make sense to set up meetings during that time either, because neither of these things are taking advantage of your zone of genius within those power hours. You need to be smart about your habits and schedules. So I want to challenge you to figure out when your power hours are and pop over to Instagram and tag me at @thechristinah and let me know when your power hours are. Then I want you to block that time off in your calendar. Use those times to work on the projects that are going to bring you the most return on investment. And investment again, investment of time. Those projects that are going to scale and grow your business. Now, I am such a creature of habit. You know I like my lists. You know I like my spreadsheets. And I like knowing I have systems and routines for things. I feel a sense of order and accomplishment when I can complete a routine. And that's why I start and end my day with very specific tasks. My morning routine includes tasks that set me up for success during my day. But I'll tell you what my morning routine doesn't involve. Social media and email. Well, sort of. Now, I'm not going to lie. I do a quick scan of my email very early in the morning just to ensure there's no glaring issues that need immediate attention, like my website crashing or something on that level. But I really don't dive in and start answering emails until later in the morning. Social media and email are just not productive for me. Spending time scrolling through them isn't going to help me scale my business. Instead, I use my power hours to focus on what is going to help me grow my business. And just like my morning routine, I have a closing routine too. And this routine helps set me up for a productive day tomorrow. I plan out my to-do list, I tidy up my desk, and I do any data backups. I also look at where I left off for the day to see if I can delegate anything out. So you see, we put all these things together, the routines, the delegating, hiring people who are smarter than you, understanding your zone of genius and your power hours, figuring out the value of your time is so important. You really want to make sure you're staying focused and working smarter on the projects that are going to bring you the biggest return. So there you have it. I hope you enjoyed this episode and you're starting to think about how you can incorporate some of these strategies into your own business. Now, don't forget to grab the freebie from this episode, my task prioritization matrix, so you can zero in on your own $10, $100, and $1,000 tasks. You can get it at christina-hitchcock.com/E001. You can also get the show notes and links to everything I mentioned at christina-hitchcock.com/E001. Next week, we'll be talking about how you can use interns to grow your business. So make sure you hit subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, please share it with your friends and leave a review on your favorite podcasting app. I really appreciate you listening. Make today great. Thanks for listening to the Smart Influencer Podcast with Christina Hitchcock at christina-hitchcock.com.